Hello, my name is Holly Hedgepeth, and I'm with the Cancer Services Program of Columbia and Greene County, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC ACRA.
Monday, January 17th, the citizens of Hudson are celebrating Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday with a holiday observance that begins at 11 a.m. with a motorcade preceding the rally. Vehicles line up at 10:30 a.m. at the Columbia and North 6th Street parking lot in Hudson. At the conclusion of the motorcade, there will be a short presentation on the steps of the Shiloh Baptist Church at 14 Warren Street in Hudson, and there will be special guest speakers and more. That is Monday, January 17th, from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., Martin Luther King Day in Hudson.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at WGXC.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you'll do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Rodney Shop in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Congress, in its wisdom, has prohibited pirate operators, that is, people who operate without licenses, from ever owning a low-power station. On the other hand, that same pirate could own, for example, WCBS-TV in New York City.
Don't see a problem. I'll draw you a map, meet you when I can. I gotta follow my own path and welcome what finds me right where I am. And if you're gonna love me tomorrow, maybe you can love me today. The love song's poetry. I like to look farther than the sun on setting.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Georgia, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love.
Books we hate.
And bookish.
Things.
That's what we do. I'm going to talk about books I love and bookish things today, because I don't talk about books I hate that much, as we covered last week. Amelia called me out for not talking about my hatred of any book. Do you have any books that you hate, Georgia?
Let me think about that. That's a hard one. Pretty much, there's this one series that I don't hate it. I actually liked it for some time. It's horribly addictive. It's just like this, I forget the name of it. It's pretty much this graphic novel series. And it's about these girls who are dancers. And it's pretty much like these stereotypes of girls, and like they're obsessed with boys and girly things. And it's just, so yeah.
Not your favorite.
That's why I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't like people seeing that. Or, yeah. So, who wants to go first?
I guess I can go.
Okay.
I thought this week I would focus on some comic series that are getting turned into either TV or movie series. I think they're all TV series or limited series. And one of them I found out after the show last week, I totally forgot you talked about El Defo, and that's becoming a series. I just happened to find out. It might
Where? Netflix, Amazon, where? HBO Max? Paramount?
Yeah.
Paramount Plus? Disney Plus?
That one's Apple TV, I think.
Yeah! El Defo.
But yeah, so
really?
Georgia talked about El Defo by Cece Bell on last week's show and mentioned that it was your second favorite book of all time.
And my favorite.
And actually, do you know what? Season one is, there's three episodes out already. I'll have to check it out.
Are they all bunnies?
Yes.
Is it AMAID?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it says, going to school and making new friends can be tough. Having to do both while wearing a bulky hearing aid on your chest, that takes superpowers. With a little help from her superhero alter ego, El Defo, Cece learns to embrace her differences. So that might even be the same description as the book.
Yes,
it is. But it looks really cute.
What's the animation style? Same as the book?
It looks similar. And actually, so Cece Bell is the narrator for the series.
Cool.
And I want to see if they're also on crew. They're not listed on the crew, but that doesn't mean they didn't do any of the art, because sometimes it doesn't show up. So I think it looks pretty similar.
Oh, it's the same.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely jumped out at me. I was like, oh, that's El Defo that Georgia was just talking about. So I definitely want to check that out, because I remember liking the comic quite a bit. And I know that Georgia loved it. Second best book of all time.
Yes, it is.
Actually, is your other book a favorite novel, and this is your favorite graphic novel? There you go. So it's the best graphic novel of all time.
Yes. And then the best book of all time is Tangled Up in Luck, which I already shared. Oh, good. It's a mystery. It's so good.
So the other two I want to share, I don't have dates yet as to when they're going to be launched, but they're based on two comic series that I really loved that are for teens, but I think at least one of them is pretty appropriate for younger readers. The other one maybe is a little older, but I think it'd be okay. So one of them is Ms. Marvel, and it's going to be a Marvel series, a limited series on Disney Plus. And I don't know if it's based on a certain comic series or not, or if it's an original story about the character. But the comic series that I like of Ms. Marvel that I've read so far, I haven't read the newer ones, is the series that G. Willow Wilson wrote with Adrienne Alfona as an artist. And it's about a teen superhero. So Kamala Khan is just an ordinary girl from Jersey City. And then she gets, through this sort of freak incident, gets the gifts of Captain Marvel.
What incident?
There's an incident. I'm trying to remember. I think she like either is at a party and is wandering home, or is heading towards a party and goes into this like, I forget what it's called, but it's like a smog that somehow going into this, she gets all these powers. And so this is the original comic is like her origin story. So it's about her starting to get used to her powers and figuring out what she can do with them, figuring out a costume to wear. And it also deals a little bit with her religion and her family life. She's Pakistani and is Muslim. So it's nice having a little diverse representation in superheroes as well.
Definitely.
And so I'm excited to see that one. And I've liked some of their other series. Like I just finished watching the Hawkeye series, which I thought was really good. And I liked WandaVision. So I have faith that Marvel can do a good limited series.
If you were a superhero, what would your costume be?
Oh dear, I have no idea. I don't know what my superpower would be. That might inspire my costume.
I would be able to fly, and something that I can do in real life, which is heal people's feelings. I sort of already have that superpower. So
what would your costume be?
Actually, some of my friends nicknamed me the mental therapist. I think that I do get a little too involved sometimes.
Not a very good superhero name.
But some of my friends call me the mental therapist, Georgia. So my superpower would be to fly, and I pretty much just wear my everyday costume in real life, which is just jeans and a t-shirt. And then I'd have blue wings.
So you wouldn't be disguised in any way?
Nope. Me!
So I forgot that I used to say that if I had a superpower, it would be to send out calming, warm feelings. So like if there was chaos happening, like everybody was fighting, that I could just send out a wave of calm. And then that's how I would save the day. I would just stop the fighting by everybody chilling out. So maybe my costume would be a big blanket, like a cozy blanket or a Snuggie. I've never worn a Snuggie.
What is a Snuggie?
It's kind of like a blanket robe, I think. I don't know. Never seen one in real life. Just weird ads. But anyway, so that's a series I'm excited about. Another one is that, and I think it's for Amazon Prime or Prime Video, Paper Girls is being made into a series. And that comic was by Brian K. Vaughan. And then Cliff Chang was the illustrator. Matthew Wilson was the colorist. And Jared Fletcher did the lettering. And that's a limited comic series. And it's actually not specifically a youth comic. I think it was marketed as an adult comic, but it definitely has a lot of crossover appeal for teens. And I think we actually have it in the teen section here.
Do you think that it'd be appropriate for like 11-year-olds?
I'm not sure if Paper Girls would be. I'd have to read it again because I think there might be some language that's less appropriate.
I've read stuff with language. But yeah.
And one of the characters at least smokes because she's smoking on the cover. But I don't remember if there's like any other kind of inappropriate contact for young readers. But
what's it about?
It's about a crew of paper girls, young women that ride around on their bikes delivering the papers in the morning. And there's like a group of them that are sort of friends and do this all the time. And then there's one person that's new to the job. And they're delivering papers on Halloween. And then all of a sudden, weird stuff starts to happen, and they get sort of on this adventure that involves like time travelers and time travel. And I don't know, it's just fun reading a story about the adventures of these young women that are, you know, really brave and like going through these odd experiences.
Wow, that sounds really fun or cool.
And I like the artwork a lot for that one too. So yeah, I'm excited about both of those. I'm sure there's others too, but those were the ones that seemed the most like youth oriented.
So I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
What would your opposite superhero be?
Like my nemesis?
Yeah.
Or like if I was a villain? Or do you mean if, like, who would be
your
nemesis?
Had like an arch enemy, who would it be?
Maybe someone that inspired anger in others.
What would your costume be?
Just flames. They'd have flaming eyes and flaming hair and flaming body.
Or a
whirlwind.
My enemy
messing up everything
would cause anger, distress, hatred, and death and war.
Well, maybe we have the same arch nemesis.
Yes,
we can team up.
and their costume would be just being naked.
No flames.
No flames. They're just naked. Nudity. They're just naked.
Oh, not much of a costume.
Yeah, but
less of a costume than your costume.
So, you know, we're doing opposites here. So that's okay. My opposite.
So they're naked and you're wearing jeans and a shirt.
Yes.
These are some elaborate costumes.
Yeah, super elaborate. The most elaborate in the world.
Yeah. At least I put a blanket on.
What would you wear under your blanket?
More blanket. Just all blanket. I'm going to make a multi-layered blanket outfit.
Maybe you'd have like a belt or something so that it stays up. Maybe you should have like tie it in some places so that it stays up like around the hip.
Yeah, I'll have to learn how to sew. I once knew how to sew. I would just have to relearn.
I know how to sew. I actually sort of taught myself how to sew. I know how to.
Yeah.
Am I super good at it? Well, I don't know about that. But can I do it? Yes.
Do you hand sew or machine sew or both?
I got a machine, but I hand sew.
We're starting up a crafting entrepreneurship program at the library. So we have all these new sewing machines. So I feel like at some point I should learn.
I know. Like my main thing has crafting and earning money, like crafting for money. As soon as I heard about it, I was like, I wish I could do that. But it'd be too much to ask of my family to take me. And also I'd have to miss Bound by Books.
No.
I don't want to do that.
Well, you got to set your priorities, you know. Well, maybe Miss Tracy can learn some things and pass along knowledge so that we can make some stuff. Anyways, do you have a book you wanted to talk about or a bookish thing?
I completely forgot that I hadn't shared yet. Oh my gosh. So this is a graphic novel that I read last week. It's called Stealing Home. It's by Jay Torres and David Namisato. This is a really good graphic novel. It's drawn in like brown and white, which I really like that because it gives the effect of a photo from like the 40s. It gives that sort of sepia effect. It's really good. It's about a Japanese boy and he has to go into a camp during the Civil War. Not the Civil War. Oh my gosh. No. He lives in Vancouver and he has to go into a camp during World War II. I can't believe I said Civil War. I'm such a mess right now. I'm so tired from school. So yeah, he has to go into a camp, an internment camp, and he's obsessed with the baseball at a team called the Azahai. I forget how to pronounce it. And the team is really good. And then I'm going to stop there because I don't want to spoil it. So I'll read the description. When a boy struggles after moving to a Japanese internment camp during World War II, baseball shows him another way to approach life. Did I mention that this is called Stealing Home?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And on here it says the age range is 9 to 12, but I personally say that the age range is like 8 to 12. Actually, 9 to 12 sounds appropriate. 8 or 9 to 12. It's a very good book.
Does it say where the internment camp is that he goes to? I realize that everything I've learned about the internment camps are based on Americans, like from the U.S. going to internment camps. I've never heard about Canadian experience. So I'm curious if they went to internment camps in Canada or in the U.S.
Let's see. It does not say. I think that they went to one in Canada. Well, they did take a train, so it might be in the U.S. I don't know. I don't think it says. It's
a really
good book. You should read it. I just have it on ebook. Well, Epic, which is a form of ebook.
Yeah, you seem to read a lot of books on there.
I do. Though most of them are shorter books, so I tend to read most of my longer books when I actually, you know, get them.
Does the formatting look good on Epic for the graphic novels? I think.
Oh, very. And you know what's so cool? It's so realistic that when you turn the page, instead of it just flipping to the next slide, it gives the illusion of flipping a page.
Ah, cool.
It's really cool. I actually do read a lot of my books on Libby, but I just got the app on my new iPad because I've had a new iPad for about a year, and I had Libby on my old iPad, which I had up until a year ago. So, and I don't have my library card with me right now because it's in my mini ATM machine, which is packed up. So I'm gonna try to find my library card.
We can always get you a new one.
No, I don't want a new one.
You don't want a new number.
I could have a new number, but still, that'd be just too much. I think I'm good with the one I have.
Okay.
Unless it got lost in the move. Hopefully it didn't. Because I'd be really devastated right now. Yeah.
So what's up next for you? Do you have a set next read?
Once I get my card pin on Libby, I'm going to hit Libby like a storm and borrow every graphic novel on there that exists. I'll get on the waiting list for any of the graphic novels that aren't available in the moment.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember what's... I'm reading some books right now. One of them you won't believe because I've been reading it for months.
What?
That book, now I'm blanking on the name. Is it Malu? That I talked about on the show a long time ago.
What?
And then I had to take a break from it over the holidays because I didn't want to travel with a graphic novel. Or Manu, sorry. Not Malu, Manu.
Why do you not want to travel with the graphic novel? You could have read it on the plane.
Because it would be, I would finish it really quickly and then have to carry it around the whole trip.
Huh.
So I prefer to travel with audiobooks and
novels.
Or ebooks and, or a novel, yeah. And then I'm reading another graphic novel that's written for adults called CQ, A Journey Through American Loneliness. That's very good. And then I started reading The Monk of Mocha by Dave Eggers, which is a book, a nonfiction book for adults that is a book club pick for the library's nonfiction book club this month.
Cool.
And so far that's very good as well. But I don't know what my next read will be that I haven't talked about on the show yet that will be a youthful book. I have to pick out what my next one is. So I also have a lot of picture books that I've borrowed because, you know, all of the end of year best of lists come out. And so I try to read whatever I haven't read already, which I often have read a lot of them, but not all of them. There's still some left to read. What's up next for you? Did you say?
I'm gonna take Libby by storm.
Oh yes.
Once I get sent in, I'm gonna borrow every graphic novel on there.
Every single one.
Not kidding. How often do you add new books to it?
To Libby?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not the only one that adds books to it because there's 66 libraries in the system. And so.
In the system of what?
Mid-Hudson Library System.
Oh.
So we have a shared e-resources catalog for Libby.
That makes sense. That's why it's the Mid-Hudson Library System. I looked up Hudson Area Library. It's like, why isn't coming up? That's why.
Okay. Yeah, so we're part of the Mid-Hudson Library System. Mid-Hudson. As libraries in Columbia, Greene, Ulster, Dutchess, and Putnam counties. And Putnam is south of Dutchess. Yeah, so we can get stuff brought in from libraries throughout the system. So if there's ever something somebody wants that isn't at our library, either because it's checked out or because we don't own it, we can usually get it brought in. And even if somebody in our system doesn't have it, we can usually get it from another library outside of our system. You can get almost anything that you want book-wise through the library.
Anything that you want.
There's some that you can't because they're too rare. Like if it's a really rare item, the library might not lend it. But we've had things flown in from other states and Yeah, not very often. Usually we can get it through the system or from a nearby college.
But that's the magic of the library system.
Magic.
But yeah, I actually really want to read the book that you mentioned, Stealing Home. That sounds really interesting.
Yeah, it's a good book. Also, you could get Epic too, though there are no adult reads on there. It's just like more for...
I occasionally like reading graphic novels on a device, but I tend to prefer it in paper form.
Same.
But I read a couple while I was away because I was able to get downloadable books through Hoopla. So I read a couple that way. But yeah, I just put a hold on Stealing Home by Jay Torres.
And David something.
David Namasato. Yeah, is one the author and one the illustrator, or did they write it together? Looks like David Namasato is the illustrator. Cool. Very exciting.
Very, 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 very exciting.
That could be our new theme song.
Very, 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 very exciting. Bound books, bound books, bound books. We're bound books. Yeah, they're by each other.
Maybe we should rethink this song.
Yeah,
not our best.
Bound by books, bound by books. Better.
All right. Well, on that note, before we keep singing and scaring radio listeners away,
let's scare them.
Oh no, I'm already scared.
I'm an embarrassment to the show.
It's true. The star of the show and quite the embarrassment. I'm teasing. But we are going to wrap it up for today. We hope everyone has a great week with lots of quality reading time. We'll be back next week to talk about some more books. And until then, happy reading. ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਾ ਮੇਰੇ ਡੈਡ ਨੂੰ ਵੇ ਪੱਛਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਤੂੰ ਮੈਂ ਦੱਸਾਂ।